And you say, yes, he
drove.
All right. And the nails have been
driven.
Okay. And the part of the outside of the house, which the rain falls on, is
the roof.
Okay. And around the when the rain runs off the roof, it runs into
gutters.
Okay. Would these be called gutters, whether they're suspended or built into the roof?
I believe so.
Okay. And how about if there are several peaks on a house?
Gables.
Yes, that's handy. Now, in between several of these, there might be a
eave. Is that an eave?
Well, I was thinking more of the joining place, where maybe you have to have someone get up there and sweep out the leaves between these. Either a valley or a gutter or
a valley.
Okay. And now, before they had indoor plumbing, they used to have to use a separate building was necessary. And this was called
the outhouse.
Okay. Any other terms for this?
Privy.
So, did you get your tickets for the play or something? You say, yes, my tickets, I...
Reserved?
Yes, but just to show possession of them. You say, I...
have?
Okay, yes, would you say that?
I have my tickets.
And you...
have your tickets?
Yeah, and we...
have our tickets.
Okay. So did you ever hear that before? And you say, oh, many times. Did you ever hear that before? Oh,
I've heard.
And the expression, speaking about a person, someone says, do you know him? You say, no, I've never met him, but I've
heard of him.
And it says, did you see him? You say, no, I
haven't seen him.
He what around today?
He wasn't.
Yes, with have, though.
He hasn't been.
Sure. Do you know the expression? Is the expression anti at all common to you?
Anti?
Anti. Meaning
against.
That's the standard meaning, but just as a kind of a little something put on the end of a phrase. For instance, you were going, Yeti. Is that at all?
No.
That's not. I don't know if that's much used in this part of the state. Son says, do you ever go to the store and you say all the time I. Or do something would be better than going someplace. Doing something.
I do it?
Yes, that's it. And he...
does it?
Uh-huh. And then you're not sure if a person does or not. And so you might ask...
do you?
Or he.
Does he?
Yes. And then the answer is affirmative. You say yes.
He does.
He. Right. And a person seems to have gotten awfully careless about things. Seems to have lost interest in things. And you say about anything. He about anything anymore.
He's careless.
Yes, he. Try to use the word care though. He care about anything.
He cares. Oh.
The answer is, but he doesn't though. Oh, that's what I wanted you to say.
He doesn't care.
You want to know if someone agrees with you or disagrees with you about something, you might say to them, you think so. You don't think so. And you might add something after that.
If he disagrees.
You're not, you want to be sure, you want to see, you don't, you take a negative attitude towards something.
You don't think so.
Yes, and then that's right. And then you might add something to that.
Do you?
Yeah, that's sure. If you're not you're not certain about something, you might say, "I'm not
sure."
All right. Someone says, "Did you talk to him?" And you say, "Yes, I was just
speaking to him."
Uh huh.